Zog the Gemara daf lametesam at beis on the top. Va'oidom Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda said in the Mishnah that Rosh Hashanah, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, is considered shtei kedushas, and that's why the three different nafkaminas in the Mishnah between Reb Yehuda and Rabbanon. Reb Yehuda holds that Yontif Shal Rosh Hashanah, day number one, you can be ma'ar lemizoch, day number two lemayrav. It's two kedushas. If it would be one day, then you can't be in two places at the same time. Two kedushas you could, especially if it's a suffik. One day might be choil. The second day you can be masna on a kilkala. If today is Yontif, then what I'm eating tomorrow is not a problem because I'm being misakin tomorrow again, and tomorrow is choil. And if today is choil, and I'm eating it tomorrow, I was misakin on choil. You're not being misakin shumas ma'is and yontif, but you must be misakin both days, and you make it a tanai. So then it's 2 days, two kedushas. That means suffik one is choil. So mele it works. And the third thing Reb Yehuda said, that be'ish and all the berishon is allowed to be eaten on the second one. Chachom argue v'ahud lechachomim, because it holds kedusha achas. So it's like the be'ah born Shabbos itself. It's same day, Yontif itself. But if you hold two kedushas, so beish and all the ma'achas is muteras b'sheni. That is Reb Yehuda's shita. Zok de Gemara. Utzricha. Why didn't the Reb Yehuda to say this? You saw it in three different echatimtzes. Di ashmin Rosh Hashanah, I would say that you can be ma'arav, mizrach, and ma'arav. V'hokom Reb Yehuda mishum le'kovet midi. I'm not doing anything. The air was placed there. I'm not doing a ma'isa. I'm actually removing the trumas and maizes. It looks like being misakin. Yes, you made it tonight. So if you make it tonight, I'm going to do it again tomorrow. And what I did today is nullified. It's worthless. It doesn't count because it's yontif. You can't be misakin on yontif. But it's michzika misakin. It looks like you're doing a maizah. You're going to the trumas and you're taking and you're removing. So it's michzika misakin. Tivlo, it's like you're misakin the tevel. So maybe they agree to Rabbanon. They're not allowed to do this with a tonight. Because it's michzik in a second. B'yashmin hanitati, the case of Erev lemizach and Ma'ariv, or the case of Kilkla with the Tanai, hanitati mishum lelekel lemigzach alayu. Ava be'ya de'ikel lemigzach bo. In be'ya, shenoldo, there's a gzera in be'ya itself you should be able to make. Why? Mishum peres hanoishin. If you have fruits that fell off a tree, on Yontif Rishon, it's also on Yontif Sheni because you might come to pluck the fruit itself on Yontif. That's a gzeir of peres hanoshin. Or mishumashkin shezavu. If you have liquid that emanates from a grape, so you're not allowed to drink it because you might come to squeeze it. So maybe beya should also be osa. So aim a moedel l'rabbonon that beya that should be osa even on Yom Beis. So you need Rabbi Yehuda to say that it's stay kedushas and beya is mutter. And Masn al Kilkel is Mutim not Maisa, and Ma'av Lemizach and Ma'av, all three cases Rabbi Yehuda holds Mutza. Now, Chreinim ask a kasha on the case of Kilkel, you make a Tanai, and you mafish one day, and if it's Yontif, what he did is nothing, and you mafish again tomorrow, and if the next day is Yontif, then the first day is valid, because on Choy Lot be Misakin, but that means you're being mafish Misofik. Well, you can't make a Bracha Misofik, and we know that the halacha is that Orem Le Yitroim. An orum, someone that can't make a bracha, he can't even take off trumas. So how could you make truma over here a tanai, and you say I'm taking off both days, but at the end of it, you can't make a bracha. If you make a bracha, then it's a sofik. You can't make a bracha. So how could you be terumi sofik if orum lo yitroim, which Gufus says that if you can't make a bracha, you can't be inalabi terum. So you could be mechalik. The Achrayim are mechalik, and they say that over there by orum lo yitroim, other people could be mevarich. He can't because he's Orem, so he can't make a bracha, so he can't be Torim. But other people that are not Arumim, Avada, they can be mevarich. So Mela, that's where Orem lo Yitroim. Mashikin over here where nobody can know for sure, because for everyone it's a Sufik, Sveka de Yoima. For everyone it's a Sufik, which day is Yontif. So Mela, nobody can make a bracha. So if nobody can make a bracha, so Mela Taka, you are mafresh without a bracha, because it's Taka no Eitzah, you have no choice. Buy Orem lo Yitroim because you have someone else that can be Torim. They're not Orem. Over here, we taka say that you do it without a bracha taka, because you taka have no choice. Now, in the etzem din of being misakin this kilkala, Rashi says, kilkala michzika misakin tivlo. So Rashi, hachi kasinon, kilkala is michzi, it looks like you're being misakin tivlo. But the maisi you're not, because what you're doing is nothing. If you're making it tonight, and what you did today is nothing if it's yontif. So you're not being misakin be etzem on yontif. It's only michzi. The Ritva is Goyrus, not Michzi Kemisakin Tivlo, but rather Dilma Yitakin Tivlo, meaning you'll be mafrish and you won't make the Tanai. And if you won't make the Tanai, meaning you'll be mafrish Yom Aleph without doing it in Yom Beis, without making the Tanai, without doing it in Yom Beis. So it'll end up being you'll be mafrish Tivlo maybe. And that's Taka the Chshash. That's why there's a Tzichusa, why you need to speak it out over here by the Kilkalo also. Not because of Michzi Kemisakin Tivlo, because Dilma, you'll be Misakin Tevel, meaning if you're mafrish Yom Aleph without a Tanai, then you end up possibly being misakin tevel if the first day was yontif. Zok the Gemara Tanya Ketzad Omer Reb Yehuda. Masna or the malakil kol beyond the rishon va'ochla b'sheni. What's this case where you make a tnai? Zogmo hoyle from shteki kilkalois shel tevel. If you have two kilkalois of tevel, two loaves of tevel. Oy may you say as follows: Ima yoim choil. If today is weekday, ulamocha kodesh, and tomorrow is yontev, teizu truma alzu. So then I'm being mafresh because it's choil. Ima yoim kodesh ulamocha choil. And if tomorrow is choil and today's kodesh, so ein bedvogi klum. What I'm doing now is nullified. It doesn't count. Doesn't work. It can't be misakan yontev. The koyel a shame, and you have a kriya shame. Umenicha, and you don't eat it today. Ulamocha who I may say the same thing. Ima yoim choil teizu truma. If today is choil, the second day, then what I'm doing now is real truma on the same thing again. The same kilkala, the same direction. You're being mafresh. The ima yoim kodesh, and if today's kodesh, what I'm doing now on the second day, ein bedvogi klum. The koyel a shem va'oichla, and now you can eat it because the mother shech one day was choil, so mele one day it worked. And the second day, if the second day is yontif, I was mafish before yontif. If the second day is choil, then I'm eating it on choil. So even if I was mafish on yontif, I didn't eat it on that day. I'm mafish today on choil. So mele it's oichla. Rabbi Yosi is about plukt in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yosi says you can't be masan a kilkla. It's kedusha achas. There's no tonight you can make. You can't see my yom kodesh amalcha choil because it's kedusha achas. Meaning, till now we're talking about Shnei Yom Tovim Rosh Hashanah. Last Mishnah we talked about Yontif Samach L'Shabbos. Now we're talking about this Mishnah, we're talking about Shnei Yom Tovim Rosh Hashanah. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosi did ask Shnei Yom Tovim Rosh Hashanah. V'chein oi Rabbi Yosi oisa b'shnei Yom Tovim Rosh Hashanah. A regular Pesach, Shavua, Sukkos, the second day Yontif. Yontif Shnei Rosh Hashanah. Also Rabbi Yosi asked and called it Kedusha Achaz. The following ma'isa ha'ubat tavya. There was a deer that was caught by goyim on yontev rishon. The osel ve'reish kalusa that it was brought to the reish kalusa's house. The itz did be yontev rishon. It was captured. Say there's also on yontev, but it was done by goyim on yontev rishon shagolios on the first day of yontev. Now the etzim is tzeda is an issa on yontev, even though we know oichal nefesh is muta, but the oichal nefesh of tzeda is osa. Because Rashi in Beir brings a Chav Gimel, because Efshal HaSoysim Etmol, you could have trapped it yesterday. Yes, by Shechita we say they lot of Shecht and Yontav, and you don't say, I could have Shecht yesterday because you want fresh meat. But Seder, you could have done the Maizet Seder yesterday, that's Shechita's Rashi. Tois over there in Beir argues in Rashi, and Tois says that even Efshal HaSoysim Erev Yontav, still Seder is Mutal Tzorchach Nefesh. So what's the Iset Seder over here that we're discussing? Over here we're talking about, it's not mitzad the Iset Seder, mitzad the Eichel Nefesh, it won't be a problem. The Iset Seder is because it's doima lekoitza. Koitza is taka osa even by Eichel Nefesh. Only milisha ve'eloch we matir, from the lisha, from the kneading and onward, but not the maisa ktsira. So being tzad is like being koitza. You're removing it from its place of sustenance. Till now this deer was free and it was sustained on its own. You're stopping that by capturing it. It's like koitza, you're stopping it migiduloi. So that's like a meleches koitza, and that's why it's also even oichel nefesh, because it's not, it's before meleches lisha. Now, the Rashba in Shabbos Daf Tzarihei says another reason why tzeda is osan yontif. Not because Efshal HaSoysa like Rashi, not because it's considered koitza like Tosas, but the reason why it's osa is because if you're going to allow tzeda on yontif, a person's going to go hunting on yontif and be mevatel simchas yontif. He's going to be the whole day out in the field in the forest hunting. So in Mela it's a bitl simchas yontif, and that's why tzeda is osa. So zog the Gemara again, the Maisa was out by Tavid also the Bereish Kalusa, the Itzel beyond of Rishon Shel Golias. The Ishtachit beyond of Sheini, and was shechted by Yidden on Yontav Sheini. Because Yontav Sheini, it's clearly two Kedushas. So that's what we're holding, that why would be Mutter. It would be Mutter if you hold this two Kedushas. So it was captured on the first day, but the first day is not going to ask it now for the second day. So that was Shitz Rav Nachman Rav Chizda. Zok the Gemara, Rav Nachman Rav Chizda ochlu. They take a partook and they ate from the deer meat because it was said it was on Yontav Rishon. That had nothing to do with Yontav Sheni. It's two kedushas. However, Rav Sheshes lo yochel. Rav Sheshes did not want to eat from this deer meat. Omer Rav Nachman, my avid leil Rav Sheshes lo yochel. What happened to Rav Sheshes? Why does he not want to eat? Bischa de Tavia, this delicious piece of cut of meat from the deer meat. Omer Rav Sheshes, v'heche eichel, how could I eat from it? The toni isi, v'amilu isi toni, v'chein hoi Rabbi Yosi, oisa shneim toim shal goliyos. That Rabbi Yosi asad shneim toim shal goliyos, just like shneim toim shal shana, Rabbi Yosi considered it kedusha achas, so to shneim toim shal goliyos, it's kedusha achas. If it's kedusha achas, then it was it was captured by a goy on the yontif itself that I'm eating it, that I'm shechting. The second day is like the same day. It's one long kedusha. So you're not allowed to be nana from a melechas akum. So the goy captured it. It's a melechas Shabbos, melechas yontif. So that's why you can't eat from it. So that's why he didn't want to partake in it of sheshes, because of Yossi asked even by shneim toim shegolios. Omar Rava, so Rava said back, Umay Kusha, what's Bechal Kasha? Dilmachi Komar. When we say V'chein Rabbi Yossi Oysa, Shneim Tom Shegolius, that's not the way you should read it. But rather, V'chein Hoy Rabbi Yossi Oysa, B'Shneim Tom Shel Rosh Hashanah Begoyla. That Shneim Tom Shel Rosh Hashanah Begoyla is also going to be considered Kedusha Achas. But Avada Shneim Tom Shegolius, regular Pesach Shavuah Sukkos, is two Kedushas. So if we're talking about Rosh Hashanah Begoyla, Ihochi Shel Golios, why does it say V'chein Hoy Rabbi Yossi Oysa, Shneim Tovim Shel Golios? It's not talking about Golios, talking about Goyla only. Talking about Rosh Hashanah Begoyla. Iyachis Shel Golios Begoyla Miboyle. Omrev Asi Umay Kusha Dil Mochi Komar. Read Rabbi Yossi as follows, and it's not that schwer why it says Golios. V'chein Hoy Rabbi Yossi Oysa Isu Shneim Tovim Shel Golios. That Faket Rabbi Yossi Be'ed Yeld Yom Tov Shenis Shel Golios is not Kedusha Achas, and it's Taka Muta. Rabbi Yosef, he made the Isof Shneim Toim Shal Goliyos Kishne Yomim Toim Shal Rosh Hashanah L'Rabbon and the Shoru. Like the Rabbonon hold by Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yosef himself holds that Rosh Hashanah is Kedusha Achaz and it's Avada Osa. But the Rabbonon hold that Rosh Hashanah is Shnei Kedusha and the Shori. So Rabbi Yosef holds Shnei Yom Toim Shal Goliyos on Pesach Shavuah Sukkos, like the Rabbonon hold by Yontif Rosh Hashanah that it's considered Shnei Kedusha and it's Mutta and it's Shori. Rabbi Yosef himself, Rosh Hashanah, holds its Kedusha Achaz and its Osa. But on Yontif Sheni, on Sheyom Toim Shagolios, he holds what the Rabbonin hold by Rosh Hashanah, and Rabbonin by Rosh Hashanah hold its Shtei Kedusha and its Muta. That's what Rabbi Yosef agrees to, and he holds to like that too, by Sheyom Toim Shagolios. So, Ein Chanami, Rabbi Yosef by Rosh Hashanah holds its Kedusha Achaz and its Osa, but Sheyom Toim Shagolios, he's Takamatir. So, Mele, it's very good. So, Rabbi Yosef Taka holds Yom Tov Sheni Shagolios is Takamuta. So, if that's the case, the whole Hanhog of Rav Sheshes is not based on Rabbi Yosi. This was Yontif Sheni Shagolios. Zok the Gemara, Om Rav Asi, my kusha, dil mochi komar. V'cheinu Rabbi Yosi, oysa, isu shnei yom toim shagolios. What did he do about the isu shnei yom toim shagolios? He treated it, kishnei yom toim shagoshona, l'rabonon d'shori. Now Rashi says, Rav Nachman Rav Sheshes, Rav Nachman Rav Chizde ate from the tzvi, from the deer meat, memonoshech. If the first day was choyl, so then stamuta, then the nochim trapped it on choyl. And if yesterday was kodesh, so today is choyl. And we waited b'chdei shiyase, because now it's ready the next day. B'chdei shiyase would mean after the first day, b'chdei shiyase, the time that it takes to do the melach of hunting. But now it's the second day, so mele it's ready b'chdei shiyase. Masheng Rav Sheshes lo yochel, zog Rashi, the kosova kedusha achasi. So the Gemara continues what happened at the end of the Maisa. Ashkei Rav Sheshes Rabba Ashmuel. Rav Sheshes met Rabba Ashmuel. Omalei, Tony Ma'amidi b'kedushois. Did Shmuel say anything about kedushois? About Shnei Yom Toim Shagolios? Omalei Tanino, yes, absolutely, he actually did. Moide Rabbi Yosef Shnei Yom Toim Shagolios. That Rabbi Yosef agrees Yom Toim Shagolios that it's not considered kedusha achas and it's mutter. Omalei, so Sheshes that felt that it held that Rabbi Yosi held that it was also, and that's why he didn't want to partake in the meat. Bebei Resh Galusa, so he told Rabbi Shmuel, Imishkachas lu leitemu lu veleimidi. If you meet, Rashi learns, if you meet Rav Nachman and Rav Chizda, don't tell them what you just told me that Rabbi Yosi agrees by Sheyom Tam Shel Golios that it's not Kedusha Achas. Because if that's the case, then they'll see that I was wrong in my anhoga of not eating from the meat. That's how Rashi learns. The Ritva says, Loitemu, meaning don't tell Resh Galusa's house, because then the Resh Galusa will be embarrassed, meaning will be bizoyan, that I didn't eat from what they served. Till now they think I didn't eat because I'm going to Rav Yosef Shita. But if I was mistaken in the whole Hanocha, this whole assumption, so don't let Resh Galusa know about this. Interestingly, Rabbi Kveg is Mitzayan, Ashkei Rav Sheshes L'Rabbi Shmuel, and he told him Loitemu Loi Midi, So Yud Aleph Amid Beis, over there we had a very similar Maisa. The Gemara over there says that there was a Machlokes Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman, that if you have Konami Kan V'Konal Gabeim, Rav Nachman says Ein Tzichin Liga. That means the Mashkev does not have to touch the mezuzahs. And Rav Sheshes held it has to touch. Atkri Kach, the Gemara says a Maisa that Rav Sheshes sent the Shliach to break down all the mashkevs that weren't touching in the house of Resh Galusa, because it's not a proper Tzuras HaPesach. So, Bekanois, he said it's not a good one because it's not touching. So that was the mice of it. He told the Shamash to break the Tzuas of Pesach, Begeish Galusa. And then the Gemara says over there, similar Amaloyim, he met Rabbi Bashmuel, and he asked him, what din? They tell me a din that you heard about Mechitzas. So he told him the din of Choykin LaHashlim. Now, Choykin LaHashlim by mezuzahs, that we consider it imaginary if it's carved out. That means from there we see that the mashkev doesn't have to touch a mezuzah. So Emelu Rav Sheshet was wrong when he said Tzorich Tzichim Liga. So there he said the same thing, that Leitema L'Reish Kalusa, don't tell him, because if you're going to tell him, he's going to realize that I destroyed it for no reason, because we see a riot that ain't Tzichim Liga, like Rav Nachman says. So it's the same by Pluktus. It's Rav Nachman, like that argued on Rav Sheshet over here also, and Rav Sheshet that met Rabbi Shmuel over there also, and again he told him Leitema L'Midi, not to let Reish Kalusa know, like the Ritva learns, Al Kaponim. It's similar, mamash a different story, but in the same type of shakla v'tayya. Kveg is also mitzayim bovakam. Bovakam is a different amay over there, talking about Chizda, that he said a sugi over there legabe suya no. So he said, don't tell the bnei yeshiva, because I don't want to embarrass myself that they'll see a tuft on my din of suya no. But leitem v'loy midi over there, Kveg is mitzayim, the lotion of leitem v'loy midi. Now, the issa of being nana from Mlechas Akum, the Maisa Tzei, the Rashi says that it was the next day, it was ready b'chadei shiyase. But the Yisoida issa is, according to Rashi, is because you're not allowed to be nana from Mlechas Akum. So you have to wait till after b'chadei shiyase, you're not being nana. The Bahag over here in Tosis brings that the reason you wait for Motzi Yontef b'chadei shiyase is because it's a prevention that the Yisrael should not tell the Goy to do something for him on Yontif in order that he should be able to nene it from right after Yontif. It's not because of the Issa Hanor. It's only in a game for something that was done for the Yid, so Mele he might come to ask him. That is Shitas Toises. There's many enough communists, Toises discusses, and we're showing him between the Bahag and Rashi what exactly the Vart is. According to Toises, the Vart is he shouldn't be Mitzavim. So Mela, the Afkamina will be Yontav Sheni too. You have to wait for after Yontav Sheni. Because we goofer don't want to be mitzava, that it should be ready for Yontav. So even after Yontav Sheni, you have to wait for Chdesh Yasa. Now, Tosi says, one of the kashas he asked, we see Mavasha B'Shaz B'Shoigig, is Yoichal. And we're not goyza that you're not allowed to be nana. So why is it even then Rashi? So the Teretz and that, the Rashi says, that even though Rashi says, you're not allowed to be nana from Lech Zakum, but Mvasha B'Shav B'Shoigig is different. Mvasha B'Shav B'Shoigig over there, the Shoigig Gufa makes it, that is no chashash from Shemi Yizalzel. By a Melech Zakum, you'll be Mezalzel in Melech that was done by a Goy. So Mele, that's why it's Osa. Masha Enkein, Stam B'Shav B'Shoigig Yoichal, is because over there, that's not there's no Gzeri that we said that it's Osa, just like Maisa Shabbos. Because over there, there's no Zilzel, it's Shoigig. No mukkam that would be mezalzel if he did a ma'aseh b'shoigig. So we have the sugi of shtei yom tovim shel Rosh Hashanah, we have shtei yom tovim shel Golias, and we have yontov samach Shabbos. So the halacha we paskin that Rosh Hashanah is kedusha achas, and we taken ama arav do two eruvin. You can't go mizuch and ma'arav two different days. Yontov sheni shel Golias. So one day is the first day is midin vaday. Today it is we're bekibes bekvidiyacha. So the first day is taka vaday, and the second day is taka minig avsenu biyadenu. But in the etzem din of Rosh Hashanah being kedusha achas and yinam ha'arav beze ruvin, so there's a machlokes we showing in the Rambam derived in Perkhas de Erevin. If we say this din of kedusha achas also lekula, meaning you can't go two different directions. That's a chumrah. You can't go mizuch ha'mariv because kedusha achas. What about the kula? If it's kedusha achas, maybe you can be mevashel from one day to another, or maybe nechal leguva b'yom rishon. It would help for yom sheni. After all, it's one kedusha. So who cares if it's nechal? It's one long day. So if it's as long as it was there in the onset, it could be eaten. So that's a machlokes Rambam and Ravid. Now, the Rambam holds taket mutter. He says nechal leguva b'rishon, it's mutter b'sheni because it's kedusha achas. It means even lekula we say kedusha achas. The Mishmura seems to imply he's clearly passing like the Rambam, but he says that even though it's nechal leguva b'rishon, it's mutter b'sheni, like the Rambam says, but levashel miyom rishon l'sheni, that's very different. Aye, it's kedusha achas. No, there's a difference because the Mechaber clearly says in Tovkuv Gimel yinal mivashel yontav roshana aleph to roshana beis. Even though it's kedusha achas and we go lekula, let's say like the Rambam, but not for bishul. We go lekula that if the erev is eaten, that it's still it's considered a good erev tchumin. But to say the yilal mivashel rishon l'sheni, that's also. And the reason is because the rishon is the ikka. So klape yom rishon, the second day is like being mevashel from Rosh Hashanah to Chol. So legabe the Erev, we taka say that what? That it helps even if Nechal b'yam Aleph. But legabe being mevashel, that's, it's going to a lesser Kedusha day because Aleph to Rosh Hashanah, so it's like being mevashel from to Chol, so to speak, clapping the first day. Lemaise, the Goyin clearly argues and he says that according to the Rambam, that says that you go Kedusha Achas even Lekula, Nechal uva b'rishon and Mutter b'sheni, he says, who are then you'll be mevashel from Aleph to Beis, from Yom Tov Rishon to Yom Tov Sheni? And the Bealocha asks that Lemaise, the first day is the Raisa, so how you'll be, how you'll be mevashel for something that's not Tzarech Hayoim? What's Takad Pshat? So Kedusha Achas, but it's not Tzarech Hayoim. In the first day is the Raisa. So he says that the whole reason why it's us is because Issa Drabbanon. No, we say Hoyov is Dam Le'orchin, but the worst case scenario, if there's no Orchim, it's an Issa Drabbanon. So by the Rabbanon, you say Hey Mamu Veim Omgu, and that's why the Ram would hold, according to the way the Goyin understands, that even from Yom Rishon to Yom Sheni. The Gemara finishes off. Omer Rav Ashi, Lididi Omer Li Ameimar, meaning the whole story with the Tzeder was not that Goyim were trapped at the first day and you're eating it now the Shechter the second day. And the question is, two Shachas or not? No. Omer Rav Ashi, Lididi Omer Li Ameimar, Ameimar told me, Hahu Batavia, Lavitz Tude Itzid, it was never trapped. That was not called the question of Tzeder. Zok Di Mor Daf Emam and Aleph, but rather, Elimichutz Litrum also. It came out of the Trum. So what is the machlokes? Rav Nachman, Rav Sheshes, man the ochas sover habo bishvoy Yisrael zemutu Yisrael acher. Something that's brought for one yid is allowed to be eaten by a different yid. It's only also by the yid that it was brought for. Umandel, and that was Rav Nachman shita. Umandel yochel Rav Sheshes held sover called the osil of Reish Kalusa. Since this was the house of Reish Kalusa, it's anything that was brought to the house of Reish Kalusa. Adaita the kula rabbanon osi. It was brought for the yidden. So melech tzaka osa because it's. Not pshat brought for one Yisrael and muta by a different Yisrael. In brought to the house of Reish Kalusis for all the Rabbonon. So Melech, Tzaka also Rav Sheshes, they want to partake from it. Zog the Gemara, if this was the case, you tell me the case was not a question of trapping and Yom Tov Sheni, if it's Kedusha Achas or one Kedusha, it's a question of Chutz Etchum, if it's muta b'shvi Yisrael Acha or not. What's the whole Shaka V'tai where we said, Zog the Gemara, the Gemara just said before that Rav Sheshes met Rabbi Shmuel and he told him, did Ma'at tell you anything in Kedushas? So he says, yeah. That it's stay Kedushas. So he said, if you see Rav Galusa, if you see Rav Nachman, don't tell him anything. Don't tell him about this. But we see clearly the discussion of Rav Sheshes was stay Kedushas. So how can you say the discussion was Chutz Etchum? We see the discussion was stay Kedushas. And that the Gemara says, there was no Shishak V'taya. There was no Ashkeche of Rav Sheshes, Rabbi Shmuel, and he told him, Tori Ma'amidi, about two Kedushas. That's not what took place over here, because that would imply that the Rav Sheshes Shita was based on Kedusha Achas. Now he's saying it was a Machloikas, and the Rav Sheshes not eating was not because of Kedusha Achas. Rav Sheshes not eating was because the Is of Tchumin for Yisrael Zeh is Mutal Yisrael Acher or Osir. And if Sheshes held that anything that's brought to the Hazar Reish Kalusa is considered brought l'chul Rabbanon, that's why it was also, but not because of the sugya of Shtei Kedushas. Now, in the Etzim Din that we said before, the Machlokes Bahagin Rashi, Tosav here continues on this Omid, and he says the Yisoid, that according to Shitza Bahag, that the B'chadei She'yaseh is not just the Maisa Melocha. You have to wait even for the Shir Havah. Meaning the sheer havah of the bringing itself is also nichlan the b'chadei she'yaseh. According to Rashi, it's only the malach itself. Even though lemaisa the mechaba passes like Rashi, and he says also the sheer havah. So that's a discussion in the Rishonim. What is the gather of this of b'chadei she'yaseh? The maisa malacha or the sheer havah? So we'll stop over here. The top of Daf Mem Amud Aleph.